This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
All right, let's go to David in Covington. David, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
I'm really enjoying your show. I didn't find you guys until I was listening to the Philadelphia Eagles game, and you guys were airing it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we were.
Anyhow, long story short is, you really shouldn't. I did radio for like 10 years, talk radio, but you really shouldn't say I'm excited more than five times in 10 seconds, okay? So I'm just giving you a heads up on that.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, my entire career, which is over 50 years, I don't ever follow the rules. So, you know, I might not follow that one. Where did you do radio, David?
I did radio over here on the North Shore, actually in Hammond, with
cool.
Guarantee Broadcasting, 107.1 and 106.1.
Awesome. Did you have fun?
Oh, I had a lot. We had the morning show. We had the mayors and the chief of police and different people like that. I was the guy that never cussed. Everybody else cussed.
Well, so, you know, it's good to be known for something.
Yeah, I was the guy that was always giving something away and telling people not to cuss and all that kind of stuff.
That's nice.
Look, I just want to tell you that I really like your show. I'm really gonna make an effort to pull away from Sean Hannity and all that stuff and maybe stick with you guys because it's just really nice to be local. And, you know, one of the things, I don't have anything negative to say about the new mayor except that I wish her last letter of her last name was I and not O. That's an Italian thing as far as last name is. But the thing is that I just wanted to make one comment about some of the crap that's going on with the SAVE Act, and it's so disappointing that we can't, as a nation, pass the SAVE Act, you know, and make sure that we only have U.S. citizens to vote. I mean, it's a no-brainer, and it's just disheartening. And you know, my personal opinion is that I believe that you should, if you're a politician, you shouldn't be allowed to cast a vote if you're involved in money laundering, okay, or NGO.
All right. Now, do you know of a situation where, say, illegal immigrants are voting?
Well, you know what? I that is so elusive. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I always hope for the best. I hope that if somebody does vote, whoever they are, that they vote for the best person, okay? Because I vote for whoever the best person is. Has the best character.
And David, do you notice that when it comes to, say, the mayor of New Orleans, her political affiliation isn't as important as it is when you think about somebody on a national level?
What's that say? Well, you know what you were saying. I heard you earlier. You were comparing the former mayor to being, you know, people visiting New Orleans. And I made the comment to your person that was, so, you know, screening people,
yeah.
I said, well, the thing is that you are absolutely right when you say, and we're both right when we say the people of New Orleans are awesome. And the it doesn't matter if the mayor's a knucklehead. If the people, people are really awesome in New Orleans, and I love going there, you know?
Well, David, look, let me say this. First of all, if you do leave the show that you've been listening to and you lock onto our show, I will tell you this. You're in very, very good company because it's happening a lot, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate you considering that. My point is that with new mayor Helena Moreno, a lot of conservatives are excited about her, even though she's a Democrat, and she seems to give the impression of being more of a moderate Democrat. Our last mayor seemed to be more of a left wing Democrat. I don't know if she was progressive, but she just seemed to be more of a traditional left-wing Democrat, and Helena Moreno seems to be more of a moderate Democrat, and I think that's why a lot of conservatives in this area are very excited about her becoming mayor.
Well, let me just say one last. That's excellent. Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. Let me just make one last point. Do I have one more minute?
Sure.
Okay. I don't want to hog the airwaves, but be a wave hog. But the point is that I'm very disappointed with the governor, only in regards to the fact that when you look up in the sky and you see all these lines, and I'm not going to go off in this thing about chemtrails. I'm not going to do that. But what I would like to say is I sure would appreciate it if the governor would treat the potential chemicals that are being dispersed in these formations all over in the sky, just at least test the soil with the Department of Environmental Qualities, test the air, test the land, and make tests with the same perspective as they used when they sued the tobacco companies. It's to the governor's advantage, to the people of
David,
Louisiana.
David, when did you first become aware of these streams in the sky being chemtrails and not contrails?
Okay, I became treated with an infectious disease doctor, and it was actually her that told me about it. And I developed sepsis, which you usually catch in hospitals and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's really
but
serious.
I started developing sepsis, and I had to have my spinal hardware removed. And she's a big believer that we should stop the chemtrails. And I didn't know anything about it until she said it.
Well, you know, doctors are not all right about everything. I'm sorry you had to deal with that. But, you know, we've dealt with this on the show before. And the evidence is that they're not chemtrails. And with all due respect to the doctor, I'm glad she was able to help you. But, you know, sometimes doctors can become politically disoriented. They're contrails. It's condensation from the engines of the jets. And I don't think you should be concerned about that. There are too many other things to worry about. And that's something that has really become a talking point for right-wing radicals. And I just hope you don't fall into that category.
No. What I want is for them to just test the soil. I want the governor to consider testing so that we have our due diligence.
Well, I'm sure there's I'm sure there's a lot of stuff in our soil, but it's not coming from the chemtrails. You know, the stuff that you see overhead, you have no idea where that's landing. I mean, that could be landing in the ocean. That doesn't just drop down to the earth because of the jet stream. There's no way to plan where that's going to land. If it ever lands.
Have you ever heard of the Navy pilot and his last name is? Their company owns Boudreaux's Butt Paste, and he's a Navy pilot. He flies all over this area with his jet. And I talked to his uncle. I talked to his uncle at Lowe's one day, and he's confirming all this stuff.
Is he confirming it in that he's putting chemicals in his jet engine? In his jet gasoline, his jet fuel.
No, he's confirming it because he knows the pilots and what they're allegedly dumping.
That's a huge myth, David. It's a huge, gigantic, yeah. It's a huge, gigantic myth. And I do have to get to a break, but I appreciate you calling the show, and I'm glad that you you discovered us. We do have people every day discovering us. As long as WWL has been here, there are people that are not always aware of our programming, and there are a lot of people who think that WWL is just one of those traditional talk stations, and as you can tell, it is not.
If people were as concerned about the chemicals that are coming out of all the refineries,
yeah,
and factories,
right,
around here, the stuff that's in our food, the stuff that's in our water, the stuff that's in the air, the stuff that's in our furniture, the stuff that's in our clothes and in our cutlery, and actually supported government agencies whose job it is to regulate those things, then I might be able to listen to a larger conversation about chemtrails. That should be priority like 39 in terms of cleaning up our environment.
But
so
there's
miss
no,
me with it.
I mean, but see, the belief in the chemtrail thing is part of a political affiliation. It's part of the tribe. It's part of being part of that club. That's one of the things that you believe. It is a great conspiracy theory, and it's simply not true. The logic is in the hot air coming from the jet engine mixing with minus 50 degree weather at that elevation creates a contrail, a condensation trail, not a chemical trail. But yet there are people who believe that they're chemtrails. And again, there's no way of knowing where that stuff lands, if it even lands.
Yeah, we spent like a whole week on this
last year, right? We did. So we
don't have time to go on it. But at the end of the day, if you're concerned about chemtrails and you're also in favor of abolishing the Environmental Protection Agency, I'd like to sit down and explain a few things to
you. Yeah, that's
if
kind
you
of
got the time. Let me buy you a cold one. We'll have a talk.
Yeah, that's really that's a pompous of confusion there, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.